Tyler Brando. He's an accreditation coordinator at the New Hampshire Division of Public Health Service. And his presentation will focus on analysis of work-related injuries for 2009 till 2011 using the work-related field in the New Hampshire Trauma Emergency Medical Services Information System. Welcome.
Thank you for coming. Appreciate it. Today's presentation does cover our 2009 to 2011 analysis of the TEMSIS, or the Trauma Emergency Medical Services Information System database. Carla and I would like to note we have no financial relationships that would cause a conflict of interest. So just a bit of background to put this into context. One of NIOSH's functions is to facilitate surveillance and prevention activities among state partners, and in that capacity funds the New Hampshire Occupational Health Surveillance Program. And we also mirror several of NIOSH's other functions, collect and analyze and interpret surveillance data, address limitations in the existing databases, and develop new data sources for identified gaps, and identify the priority occupational health and safety conditions in our state, and disseminate the data about the magnitude and burden of occupational injuries and illnesses. So why do we do this? It's because there are a lot of workers, and there's a lot of injuries. And 3.3 million of these occur in private sector employment, so we're interested in finding things from Emergency Medical Services database. In New Hampshire, we have a working population of about 740,000. In 2011, there were about 40,000 workers' comp claims, averaging about $350, so it's a multi-million dollar issue that we're interested in. And also, we estimate that nearly 25% of work-related injuries are not reported. The New Hampshire TEMSIS is a warehouse that collects data from over 80% of our state emergency medical services agencies. TEMSIS is an applicable surveillance tool because first responders are required to comment on the work-relatedness of each incident. It's also a relevant tool because 95% of our industry, our incidents occur in private industry, and they are injuries and not illnesses. And this system allows us to isolate all the cases that indicate that the incident was indeed work-related. So in this study, I analyzed several of the available data fields, including location, primary impression, mechanism, gender, and age. And these results yielded average proportions of the response options over the three-year study period. So the most common response in each field represents a primary injury characteristic of the study population. And these characteristics will help direct our attention to where work-related injuries are occurring most often, the types of injuries that are sustained, how they happened, if males and females were disproportionately burdened, and if age-specific work groups were disproportionately burdened. So we utilize descriptive epidemiology to identify events in this data set and present the percentages of those study populations who experienced these events. There were several components to this study. We first received raw data that had to be managed, so we applied several inclusion criteria to identify the eligible cases. So first, each case had to specify that their injury was indeed work-related. Second, we had to remove duplicate case entries, and we found that when EMTs used more than one care protocol or when a patient had more than one pre-existing condition, there were multiple entries, so we had to remove those. They had to contain responses for all five of the data fields that were studied. And finally, they had to be, we defined our workers as being between the ages of 16 and 65. So our primary analysis looked at the proportions of the response options across the study population, and these proportions served as our baselines. I then analyzed demographic information to look at the proportions of males and females that suffered work-related injury and identify any gender burden. I also stratified the study population into five age groups to identify disproportionate burdens in these subpopulations. And after I identified the most prevalent response in each data field, I performed a secondary analysis on all the cases that exhibited each of that primary injury characteristic. So for example, as I found that the majority of cases occurred in an industrial location, we then separated all of those industrial cases out to create an industrial injury subpopulation to do the comparative analysis with. So we received over 7,700 incident reports over the study period, And after the inclusion criteria was applied, we were left over with 2,168 cases. We aggregated them to get to get more power in the data. The baseline proportions showed that males suffered more work-related injuries than females. Age group of workers between 46 and 55 had more work-related injuries than other age groups. The majority of work-related injuries occurred at industrial locations, and falls were the most common mechanism of injury, work-related injury. The slide presents the baseline demographic data for gender and age, with males in the age group 46 to 55 disproportionately burdened. An explanation may be that we can expect males to occupy more of the high-risk jobs, and that older workers may have diminished senses of sight, balance, or hearing that puts them at greater risk. And for secondary analysis, I created a subpopulation from the males and for workers aged 46 to 55. This slide shows the results of locations where work-related injuries occurred most often. As industrial settings was the number one, followed by service and trade locations. We can expect that just based on the nature of manufacturing work, we can expect these settings to have more hazards, and created a subpopulation from this group, the industrial injury work group. For the most common primary impression, we had traumatic injury. Again, can expect that, and then pain, which follows. It's fairly common with ambulance pickups. And again, created a traumatic injury subpopulation group. And then finally, we found that falls were the most frequent mechanisms of work-related injury. The fall injury group was the final subpopulation that we created. So the secondary comparative analysis of the subpopulation data yielded the proportions presented here in this table. I used OpenEPI to calculate 95% confidence intervals for the proportions, and I also tested to see if the secondary analysis proportions differed significantly from the baseline proportions. So the boxes highlighted in yellow show the significant increases, and the ones in purple show significant decreases. All of the two-tailed p-values were less than 0.006, but most were less than 0.0001. The slide shows the gender burden of work-related injuries over the study period. Same methods to determine significant differences from the baseline. Again, increases are in yellow and decreases in purple. From this analysis, we can see that males suffered more industrial work-related injuries and more traumatic work-related injuries, and females suffered more work-related falls than was expected from the baselines. And looking deeper into the fall subpopulation, we found that the majority of falls occur at the service and trade locations and not at the industrial locations, which is a bit of a difference. Finally, I stratified the age groups in each of the subpopulations and compared them to the baseline proportions from the entire study population. This graph shows the proportions of each subpopulation graphed over the baseline. The baseline and the traumatic injury are there in the center that kind of follow each other. However, it did indicate that we found significant decreases between subpopulations and age groups at the baseline in falls in workers aged 16 to 25 and 26 to 35. And we found that there were more falls than expected in the work groups 46 to 55 and 56 to 65 than from the baseline. And also that more industrial accidents in the age group 26 to 35 occurred than we would have expected. So the study concludes that the 2009 to 2011 TEMSIS population had the following primary injury characteristics. They were mostly males, mostly aged 46 to 55. Most were injured at an industrial location. Most suffered a traumatic injury. And falls caused the majority of the work-related injuries. Comparing the subpopulation injury characteristic proportions to the baseline proportions, we can conclude that industrial workplaces had more falls and more workers aged 26 to 35 injured, more traumatic injuries, and fewer fall injuries. We can also conclude that traumatic work-related injuries were higher among males and more prevalent in industrial workplaces, more frequent among workers injured from a fall. And finally, we can conclude that work-related falls were lower among males, higher among workers aged 46 to 55, 56 to 65, and caused a greater proportion of the traumatic injuries. So that being said, the study has several important limitations. First, the TEMSIS population is not fully representative of our work-related injury population as a whole. This only captures about 80% of the state's EMS agencies. This database does not capture all of the New Hampshire's work-related injuries because not all injured workers call for emergency medical services. So some cases are picked up by emergency departments and others aren't reported at all. The quality of our data poses another limitation. As the responder's interpretation and documentation of the incident may depend on their level of training and experience and differs by agency. So the response options that describe the primary impression, the secondary impression, the chief complaints, and the symptoms, these are all other data fields that weren't included in the analysis, but it's very apparent that the reporting options overlap and that similar incidents contain the same information, but it was recorded and submitted in a different order. This data is also event-based rather than patient-based, so we can the incidents are coded by ID number, non-identifying ID number, and it allows us to remove duplicate case entries. However, it does not allow us to identify individuals that had multiple incidents over the study period. And finally, there's an issue of recall bias. The EMS reports are completed retrospectively, which adds to the data quality issue. So this analysis has contributed to our objective of identifying gaps in surveillance and expanding our sources for the New Hampshire Occupational Health Surveillance Program and our activities. This database provides a broad scope of work-related injuries, as well as detailed information regarding each incident. What we learned from this can help us target our limited prevention resources to the worker groups that can most benefit from prevention. And finally, for you all to utilize EMS reporting in your states as a resource for surveillance, you should work with your own departments of safety to ensure that EMS personnel are mandated to require, are mandated to complete the work-related field on their incident reports. So I'd like to thank Dr. Carlo Armenti for giving me this wonderful opportunity to present again and to do this analysis and for her guidance and perspective in developing today's presentation. I received some technical assistance from Dr. Leader Anderson, one of our EPIs. Chip Cooper was our contact at the Department of Safety Bureau of Emergency Medical Services, and Mary Gay Grislin was my mentor at University of New Hampshire.
Excellent work. We have some time for questions.
Oh, well, that's a another huge, that would require a lot. Yeah, I'm.
Yeah, no, that would be kind of phase two.
Right? Yeah.
It's a wonderful idea. We did not have access to the test.
Okay.
For this project. You know, we kind of did it based on our mandate to check work-relatedness, so we're basically relying on our providers to make sure that they check that work-relatedness. But it would be interesting to
upstream factors, yeah. We did part of those 7,000 that got reduced to just over 2,000 were because it was not sure whether it was work related or not. We only used cases that were definite work related in this analysis. But sure, there's a lot more that.
Traffic and other incidents and other locations.
Again, this is just a small piece of the big picture. Thank you.